You haven't even seen anything. In fact, I'm going to prophesy. Thus saith the Lord. My heart is with you. Join your heart to my heart. And you will see the dead rise. And my power will be with you. That's the Lord's word. That's not my word. I wouldn't have guts to say something like that. God's not finished with you. He's got neat things coming your way. Amen. And people just don't realize. They don't realize how great God is. Tell Scott 7 years ago, you're going to be a part of this ministry. He says, no, I'm not. He is. Don't argue with me. I win. Isn't that right, Steve? You tried, haven't you? John, you've tried too, haven't you? You did in the beginning. You learned not to anymore, right? Miss B, I told her the Lord was going to put her out on the road there traveling with the ministry and all. She liked the idea, but she didn't know how it was going to happen. So she's marrying the guy that drives my trailer. And I said, she can't. She can marry him if you want to. I don't care. But he's still driving my trailer. Amen. Give him a cheer. God shows me a thing. It comes past. I talked to my wife 17 years ago. My wife and I got married. This is our anniversary. Come on up here, Ann. 17 years ago, this woman and I got married. And July, just before we got married, it was in July, the Lord told me she's to be your wife. See, I was still learning when God says a thing, it cometh to pass. I said, no, she won't. I didn't want to be married. She didn't want to be married. Is that right?
That's right.
She didn't like me either. Let me ask you something. Did God show you at the same time that I was to be your husband?
Yes, he did.
What'd you say?
No way.
I mean, I like Dan as a sister in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, that works. I like you as a brother, Lord. You might like you. But I have to because God said so.
So we avoided it. And we fought it. We did our thing. And then one time, before we realized what happened, God brought us together to talk. And it blurted out. She said, yeah, I know. And I said, well, okay. So maybe in the great by and by. Long way from now.
Long way. 13 days later, we were married.
That's right. And we've been married ever since.
Yes, we have. As I know.
She's been married ever since. I have too. You know what? It hasn't always been easy, has it?
No. But we made a commitment. And we made a commitment to the Lord. And that's the only way marriage will ever work.
That's right. The Lord told me to love her, so I've done that. I've loved her. And I'll continue to.
What? I didn't hear the ending.
And I'll continue to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I made a commitment to love you. And once my commitment was made, I felt that love. Before it was just, it wasn't going to change. God filled me with love for him.
Amen. And see, I'm an easy guy to get along with, aren't I, Rick? Aren't I, honey?
You have to lie to me.
Well,
not bad.
The truth of the matter is, to get along with me, just do what I say, right?
That's right.
So really, I'm not hard to get along with.
Right.
God's not hard to get along with either, right? All I got to do is what He says. If I do what He says, then He's easy to get along with. If I don't do what He says, then He says, well, I'll just wait till you're ready to do what I say. Believing God, folks. Amen. Give her a cheer. God wants to take us out of this miry clay. Set us on that rock. Hide us in that rock. Amen. This is the one who gave me the hard time. It wasn't because she hated me. The real reason was she was afraid. She was afraid if anybody loved her, they would die. So she just decided nobody was going to love her. But she didn't win. Because God's bigger than she is.
A lot bigger.
And so am I.
Yeah.
And Jesus won. I love you. She's going to cry. Go there and say. And this one, I love this one too. She was different. She was the quiet one. She was the cute one. She was the one that always was innocent.
Yeah.
If anybody's met Sparky, the little Jack Russell puppy that runs around here, if anybody, she's about as Sparky, isn't it?
Yeah, Sparky.
Yeah. She's about as innocent as Sparky. He'd just say, he'd just lay there and wag his tail and say, aren't I cute? Kim used to do that. She could bust those tears out, man. You could just say, cry. She'd cry. Boom. Bottom lip would quiver. Make you feel sorry for her. And I love her. You know, Carrie and Kim are not the same. And then I got that one. When she was born, I was there. I got to hold her before her mother did. And I took one look at her and I said, oh my God, what a booger butt. They call her booger butt every time. Says, Dad, I'm 16. You shouldn't call me that anymore. Get over it.
I did not.
You did one time. But you know, she's not like Carrie. Carrie's not like her. Kim isn't like her. She's not like Kim. And I love each one of them. You know that Dan isn't like Ricky Baldwin. Ricky Baldwin's not like Jeff. Jeff isn't like John. John's not like Scott. Scott's not like Jim. And it goes on and on. But God loves every one of us. He loves every one of us. He might scratch his head a few times over some of us. He might just kind of, But he loves us. What's so hard about saying, Lord, I want to love you back? Huh? Some people find that hard. Could it be because they're afraid? Right. Perfect love cast out fear. Don't be afraid to love the Lord. And don't be afraid what God will do if you do, because it'll all be good. I guarantee it. When you get down the road back a ways, and you look back, you say, man, that was neat. Now I understand. Now I understand. If you haven't accepted the Lord, don't leave the tent tonight without getting with Steve or Ricky or Tim or Charlie or Ricky or somebody. Tell them you need prayer for Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Give the Lord a cheer, folks. Praise God. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're taking this tent down tomorrow. What time are we going to take it down? About 2? 12 o'clock? No, let's go 2 o'clock. All right? Let's do it 2 o'clock. If anybody wants to come by and help out, get in the way or get out of the way or whatever, come on down and let's have fun. And then on the 28th, well, on the 27th, we're going to put, no, on the 26th, we're going to put it up on a Saturday. And then we're going to have church on Sunday morning, or maybe afternoon. On Sunday, we'll have church. Somebody said, preacher, you taking the tent down on Sunday? Yeah, we've had Sunday church 2 weeks now. 2 months. All right, we're going to take it down tomorrow, and then we're going to put it up on Saturday. Have church on Sunday afternoon, probably around 2. Then we'll start the revival on Monday. Amen? And God's going to move. He's been moving, and they're going to see Him move more. Amen? Now, I told you I was going to turn this over to you. Now, what are you doing over there? Yes, sir? What?
The Lord gave me something.
Well, say it.
Listening to Philippians while I was packing my stuff up, and this one verse stuck out to me, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Because you can lose track of things and you can get your eyes off the Lord every now and then. It's happened before. And Paul was writing to them and he said this, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that, what has started here and what has started at Cornish Flat and what has started in Barrie and what God has started back in November, He is going to finish it.
That's right.
And He will finish it in you. And if there's things undone in your life that He's still working on,
He's still going to get them done.
He will take care of it because God is big.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a cheer. Give me some traveling music, son. And I'm going to sing a couple bars and turn it over to Steve.